And away we go, off and running for hour number two today, Wednesday, September the 18th, 2019. 16 coming up on 17 minutes past the hour, the early show here with Scott Spears. And today we're talking about something I think we all can relate to, and that is food. And we're talking about food, though, not as it is today, but as it was maybe a few years ago. And we don't have to go back to the 50s and 60s. We can go back to the 70s, 80s, 90s, and talk about places that are no longer here in Marion, but made a big impact on the food industry. Now, I do want to remind you that coming up after this show this morning, it will be the Charlie Evers Show, and Charlie will be joined by Jeff Ruth and Terry Klein. That will be a great show from 10:10 a.m. till 12 noon. And then A Progressive Life with Glenn Coble will be on today, 12:10 to 1 p.m., and then Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redman tonight, 4:10 to 5 p.m. And the Trinity Baptist Church Sunday Sermon, 6:10 to 7 p.m. tonight, right here on WWGH Radio. Now, before we went to break there, we were talking about the Isley Shops here in Marion. Now, does anybody remember eating at the Isley Shop? And what kind of food did they have? Did you like the food? Was that a special place to go in Marion? What would you compare it to today in Marion? Do you remember the Isley Shop when it closed up, when it was out on Mount Vernon Avenue? Does anybody know the reason that they finally decided to close up the last Isley Shop here in Marion? Of course, we all think of Isley when we think of the Klondike Bar, anytime we go into the grocery store and see it there. But there were actual Isley Shops that you could go to here in Marion for many, many years, right up through the 1990s. Are there any Isley Shops left that you can go to? Are there any left in Ohio at all where I could go down and sit down at a counter or a table and eat something, ice cream or something else? Does anybody know anything about that? Does anybody remember the creation of the Isley Shop, and so on and so forth? Go ahead, caller.
Scott, it's me again.
Yes.
There are Isleys on North Prospect.
Right.
Okay, they didn't have a set-down, but they sold the deli meats, and the best seller was their tip-top ham. That was one of the best ones you could get in Marion.
Now, what was it called?
There was a tip-top ham.
Tip-top ham.
Yeah, that was their biggest seller at all their stores.
Huh.
And their ice cream there was all hand-dipped.
Oh.
There was nothing about the machine. It was all hand-dipped.
Now, were the prices were the prices good?
Oh, yeah. I think it was like 10 or 15 cents that we paid at the time for a Klondike.
Oh, very good.
And a Colonel was like, you know, the same rate in there. And you get a single or double, whatever you wanted. And the Isley, they were there and up until when they put the overpass in, and that kind of ruined the business. People had a hard time getting back in there, too.
Now, where was the Isley Shop on North Main, or North Prospect?
Okay, you know where the railroad tracks are.
Right.
When you cross the north railroad track, there's an alley right there on the corner. It's the building, and there are the cornerstone that says the Isley Shop.
So it's under the overpass.
Yeah, there's the overpass.
Okay, so if I go under the overpass, over the railroad tracks, there's going to be a building there on the right or the left?
On the right.
On the right. That's empty now, but there is a cornerstone that says Isley Shop.
In there now is behind it all is where the amusement place is.
The amusement?
Yeah, there's amusement center, bars, and whatever.
Oh,
it's right there on the corner.
Oh, right there on the corner. So
yeah.
it's on the corner of North Prospect and Center?
No, North Prospect, and there's an alley. You got to go across the railroad tracks.
Right.
And then when you go there, it's right there on the corner. The building before that was a paper plant. You had Miller and Hunt's. It's no longer there. and then another building, and then the alley, and then Isley's up.
Oh, okay. Well, that's
it. Now, the Isley's up on Center Street, the original building where the water company is. My sister worked back there when she went to Hardy, and we worked there in the evening. Now, they had a sit-down place that you could get hamburgers and hot dogs. That was their main seller, you know, and go in there and get ice cream. But that was until they put the Isley store out on Mount Vernon Avenue, that was the only shop that you could really sit down and eat at.
Oh.
They're on East Center.
East Center. Well,
yep.
That's interesting. Well, thanks for calling.
Yep.
Bye-bye. Talking about memories of the Isley shop here in Marion, remember, if the phone's ringing busy, just means we're on the line with somebody else. So keep on trying to call in. 740-383-9944, 22 and a half minutes past the hour here this morning. Go ahead, caller. Caller, go ahead. Looks like we lost that one. Well, if that is you, give us a call back, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And again, if the phone's ringing busy, just means we're on the line with somebody else, but we would love to talk to you. Talking about the history of the food industry here in Marion, the food service industry, as it were, 23 minutes past the hour on this Wednesday morning. Now, we're talking about the Isley shop. Now, does anybody remember what the caller said about getting a pink Klondike bar? And if you got a pink Klondike bar at the Isley shop, then you got a free Klondike bar. You know what's interesting? How would they know? Because if you bought a Klondike bar and you took it home, which I guess is where you'd eat it. Or maybe you'd eat your Klondike there. I guess you would have to do it that way. That you'd have to eat your Klondike bar in the Isley shop. And if you opened up the paper and it was pink, you could show them and you would get another Klondike bar. But if you took it home, I imagine the ice cream would be melted. Or you would have probably already eaten it. So I don't know if you would be able to take back the pink ice cream bar, which I guess would be strawberry, to get another free Klondike bar. But does anybody remember that tradition as it was here in Marion? 740-383-9944. Or does anybody remember, was it the Red Apple Restaurant or the Big Apple Restaurant? I think it was the Red Apple that was out on North Main Street. Does anybody remember that restaurant, which again was allegedly trampled by an elephant, which was passing by Marion in a circus car on the train tracks there on North Main Street. And the elephant got loose, I guess, and, I don't know, smashed the Red Apple Restaurant. Now, why it went toward the Red Apple Restaurant, I don't know. Maybe it smelled the food. Maybe the elephant was hungry. Hard to tell. Any memories of these stories here in Marion, or any other food establishment that was here for a long, long time? Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott.
Hey.
That was called the Red Apple Grill.
The Red Apple Grill. Now, what kind of food did they serve over there?
That, I really don't know. I never went in there, but I can remember it being there. I was kind of young at the time.
Do you remember the story about the elephant?
Yeah, I don't know if it was like a train derailment or something happened and it got loose.
Yeah,
and they had to put it down there.
Oh, they had to kill the elephant.
Yeah, as far as I know, they had to put it down, but I don't know what they'd done with it or anything, but I just know circumstances around it. But where there was a derailment or something, and it got loose, and then it went on a rampage, I guess. But I don't know if it was the elephant that done that, or the derailment maybe got over so far and tore it down, or however that was done. But I was kind of young at the time, but I can still remember some of it.
Do you know about what era this would have been that the Red Apple closed down?
No, I sure don't.
But would it like have been 50s, 60s?
I would think it'd be after that.
After that?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah, I think it was after that, but I don't know exactly when, but I'm pretty sure it's...
Well, that's interesting. Thanks for the information. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, see, that's interesting. Now we've added a whole other facet to the Red Apple Grill here, which is, I guess, what it was called. Does anybody know what they served at the Red Apple Grill? because our caller was too young to have gone in there and eaten. But what were they observed at the Red Apple Grill, this restaurant on North Main Street here in Marion that was trampled by an elephant? And did they have to put the elephant down? Now, that's interesting, because I would think if they had to kill the elephant on North Main Street, they probably would not load the elephant back up and take it to the next stop, because what's a circus going to do with a dead elephant? Is there an elephant buried here in Marion? Now, that's fascinating. Now, see, these are stories we can sink our teeth into because we can get these. I'm sure they were covered by the newspaper, and the Historical Society has a great archive of Marion Star newspapers. So if we can kind of figure out when the Red Apple restaurant would have closed, and I guess it closed because of this elephant, we probably could go to the Marion Star archives, which are housed at the Historical Society, and I think they're also housed at the Marion Public Library, and we could probably find what happened. Wouldn't it be interesting to get that Marion Star article to see if that made the front page, that the elephant had smashed the Red Apple restaurant and was euthanized, killed, and buried somewhere here in Marion? There's an elephant possibly buried somewhere in Marion. Does anybody remember the story about the elephant being put down after that whole bit? And does anybody remember what era that might have been? It sounds like it might be within our lifetimes. 50s, 60s, 70s? I'm not sure. What do you think? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Any memories of the Red Apple Grill located on North Main Street near the railroad tracks? See, this is why you don't build your restaurant near the railroad tracks, because one day a rogue elephant might get loose and smash your restaurant. And apparently the Red Apple did not have insurance. Now, see, I laugh at that. It probably was not funny at the time. There probably were people in there eating when this elephant came smashing through the Red Apple. Does anybody have any memories of this? It's kind of going silent. Or is this so long ago and such from a bygone era that nobody has any memories of the Red Apple Grill or the elephant that put the hurtin' on the Red Apple Grill? 740-383-9944. Or any memories of the Isley Shop? We're talking about the Isley Shop and the Isleys who were here in Marion. Does anybody remember anything about all that? The creation of the Klondike Bar, which still is one of the most famous desserts in all the world. What makes a Klondike Bar so different? I tell you, a Klondike Bar really is different than any other dessert you could have. They just taste different. There's something about a Klondike Bar that we all love. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm sorry. The Red Apple, I just barely remember talking about that. But I think the gentleman that just called in, I think there was probably a train accident there. And I think this is possibly how the elephant got loose.
So,
but I'm sure when Charlie Evers comes on, he's going to remember that. But I don't think it was as late as in the 70s.
Well, I do remember that I know Charlie was working there at the time, because I know I've heard Charlie talk about going to eat at the Red Apple.
Mm-hmm.
So I know he was there, but I don't know if he was there the day the elephant. And I don't even know if that's really the story. Do you remember that being the story?
I think that was the main story.
Yeah, the elephant got loose.
That the fact that Red Apple was, I don't know what happened to it. But I was rather young, but I just heard people talk about it at the time.
Now, did you ever hear anything about the elephant being euthanized while it was here?
No, I don't, but a few years back on the radio, some lady called in, and they were digging for something, and she said that they had ran in some extra large bones. And at the time, I thought about this elephant that was killed here in Marion. And I thought, I bet you that's where they buried that elephant. So I don't know. I often wondered about that myself.
That's fascinating. You know, I'm sure the Marion Star would have had to have covered this story when it happened.
Oh, I'm sure.
So, I know Brandy from the Historical Society listens to this show because she sent me a great note yesterday.
Uh-huh.
And maybe if she's listening, if we could just find out about what year this happened,
yeah.
She could go find this article and we could finally put to rest, was this elephant buried here? What exactly happened? All these questions, because I'm sure the Star covered it.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully we can nail this down, but I appreciate you calling in. All this information's great.
Okay, now...
Yes, go ahead.
I want to talk about the Isley stores.
Yes.
I'm sorry, my throat is just... I've had some breathing tubes down my throat, and I can't talk too much at one time. On North Prospect Street... where the overpass is. I'm going to have to call you back.
Yeah, call me back when you are feeling better.
All right, thank you.
Bye-bye. Yeah, stay well. It's we're going to get to the Isley shop here. Okay, well, apparently there are memories of this elephant trampling the Red Apple Grill on North Main Street. We just don't know what era that would have been. Now, we have to know that it was after the 1940s because the radio station was already there when the elephant trampled it. But I guess we don't know about when. If we knew about when this happened, we could go skim the Marion Star and find out, is this elephant buried in Marion? Where did they bury it? Did the elephant go crazy? How do you know if an elephant goes crazy? I don't even know how you would know. I guess because they get angry and knock down a restaurant, they must be crazy. What was that? You don't hear this anymore, but there, what was that joke about the elephant in the refrigerator? How do you know if an elephant's been in the refrigerator? It left footprints in the Jell-O. Was that right? Was that an elephant joke? Gosh, I can't even remember. But I think that's right. Anyway, does anybody know anything? 740-383-9944. Talking about Crystal Lake Amusement Park, Crystal Lake Roller Rink. Talking about the Red Apple Grill that was located on North Main Street near the railroad tracks. Talking about the crazy elephant that was coming through town that trampled the Red Apple Grill and possibly was buried somewhere here in Marion. Charlie might have to start his show today talking about this and set us all straight. Oh, you know, another interesting place that was here to eat in Marion for a long time, and I always thought this would have been a good idea for today, and I don't know what would have to go into doing this, but there used to be a restaurant out at the airport that I know I've heard Charlie talking about going out there and eating. Now, did anybody ever go eat at the restaurant that was located out at the Marion Airport? Now, that would have been an interesting place to eat. That still would be an interesting place to eat. If you were out there, there are so many lights. If you pass by the airport there on Pole Lane, at night especially, during the day, I guess this wouldn't be as big an attraction, because I don't know how many planes go in and out of there every day. But just at night, can you imagine on a Friday or a Saturday night going out to the Marion Airport and seeing all those runway lights just everything that's out at the airport and eating there? I mean, that would be a great place. Did anybody ever eat at that restaurant that used to be located out at the Marion Airport? Or are there any restaurants in town? I mean, I certainly can think of George Kasotis' restaurant, the Home Cafe or Cafe George, or George Turoff's place. Does anybody out there have memories of these restaurants from Marion's past that were such good places to eat? 740-383-9944. Or did you have a favorite that I'm not talking about this morning? If I were in Marion in the 50s, 60s, and 70s, maybe even into the 80s, where would I want to go to eat? Where would be a place that you would recommend? We had the Isley Shops. We had the Turoffs. We had George Kasotis and the Home Cafe. We had the Red Apple Grill until the Elephant showed up. We had interesting places. The Mastro family, who owns Perkins and used to own Michaels and at one point had a hand in it, BW3s. I think they all started with a pizza shop. Now, does anybody remember the pizza shop that the Mastros started with, the Mastro family, or where that pizza shop was located? Do we have any information on that? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Talking about the food history of Marion. And of course, we can't talk about the food history of Marion without talking about Mr. Bomas, who is no longer with us, but I believe he was the chef down at the Harding Hotel, which also had a restaurant. Does anybody remember eating at the Harding Hotel? Or are these things that are too far gone? What do you think? Give me a call, 740-383-9944. We'd love to hear your memories on all of these things. And also, we still have a little bit of leftover conversation from yesterday about our industrial history here in Marion, Tecumseh, Whirlpool, Eaton, Universal Cooler, all those places. What memories do you have of those places? It was fun last night running in to somebody who had worked at Tecumseh who had said they had listened to this program, because I think we all get filled in that particular way. But does anybody remember those places or have special memories about those things that went on in Marion, or the Crystal Lake Amusement Park, or the Crystal Lake Roller Rink, which eventually was taken down due to fire? Does anybody remember those places and why they were such popular attractions that people came from all around to go to? Does anybody know? 740-383-9944. These things are before my time, so I cannot recall most of these ventures. But I know some of you out there in the listening audience certainly can remember these ventures, and we would love to hear your opinion on these ventures. 740-383-9944. And we also have had the conversation this week about possibly bringing back a version of What Was Tradio on this station. Do you think that would be a good idea? Do you think word of mouth alone would make that very popular? What do you think? If we just did it a couple times a week, would that be good? Is that something of interest to you? 740-383-9944. And it's also kind of interesting to talk about. We'll get to that in a second. Go ahead, caller.
Yes, talking about the Isley store, when I was 13, I worked at that one on East Center Street.
Oh, really?
Not the building. Not the building you're talking about where the water company is, but they at that time they were just west of that location. Later on, I think there was a dry cleaner in that building after they built a new building. But when I was 13, two of my friends worked there at the Isley store.
Ah.
One of them, it was back during the Second World War, and one of them was going to go to work in a factory. And so the other guy told me to come up there with him, and I ended up going to work there when I was 13, going to Vernon High for junior high. And we dipped ice cream, those skyscraper cones, out of the ice cream counter, made milkshakes. Then they had a deli counter there, too, sold various kinds of things at the deli counter. And then on Saturday mornings, west side of that building was a set-down restaurant. And a lady by the name of Little Snyder was the manager of that. And anyway, we'd go in there on Saturday morning, and clean the whole building, the restaurant and the deli and all that sort of thing on Saturday morning every week. I worked there till I was 14 years old.
Huh. Now, what were the prices like during the World War II era?
I don't remember that.
Now, a skyscraper cone. Now, what went into making a skyscraper cone?
Well, it was a special dipper. Instead of a round dipper, it was it made a cone that was about, 6 or 8 inches tall, and about the diameter of a ice cream cone, and it's a special dipper that you used, and had the big cans of ice cream in the cooler there, and you'd use these triangular shaped dippers to dip the cone with.
Now, and was there a member of the Isley family running that place?
Yeah, I think there was at least two and maybe three Isley brothers that were in there at that time. And about the time I left, the one Isley, Dick Isley, he ended up leaving, and he went in the TV business.
Oh.
Sold and repaired TVs for many, many years after that.
Now, if I were to go in the Isley shop in the World War II era, what was the popular food? What kind of meal would I have?
I don't remember what the restaurant served in there.
Well, it's very interesting.
It was a sit-down restaurant, I know that.
It was a sit-down restaurant. So there were all kinds of things to eat there, and it was... So there were two Isley shops over on Center Street at different times.
Yeah, well, like I say, they built... After they built the new building, you know, where the water company is, they're now built a new building there. Then they closed that one and moved into the new one. And if I remember right, it had set down restaurant also at one time, but I can't swear to that. When I was 14, I got a special driver's license that was available during the war to be able to drive to do work. So when I was 14, I went to work at a filling station then.
Oh. Well, that's fascinating. Well, I appreciate that. That's a very unique perspective that I'm glad we were able to get on the airwaves today.
Okay.
Thank you for calling.
All right, take
Bye-bye.
Care, Scott.
Now, see, there you go. That's the type of stuff we want to hear. Now, there were two Isley shops on Center Street. And now that would have been the one during the World War II era, where skyscraper cones. Now see, I'd never heard of that. Because the only Isley shop I remember is the one that was out on Mount Vernon Avenue, which was the last location of the Isley shop here in Marion. But I know that they dealt in food, and I know that they dealt in other things than just Klondikes, hand-dipped ice cream, skyscraper cones, so on and so forth. Does anybody have any memories of these places or any other restaurants in Marion that strike your mind that were popular places at this time, this era, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, anything before now? Marion's culinary history, I guess is what we would call it. 740-383-9944. Well, we learned this morning about the pink Klondikes. Does anybody remember that, getting a pink Klondike? And if you got a pink Klondike, you could come back and get another free Klondike, I guess. Or the Red Apple Grill, which was located on North Main Street next to the railroad tracks, trampled by a rogue elephant that went nuts. We don't know if the elephant was buried or killed at that particular time, but we're kind of trying to isolate when that event might have happened, so we can check the Marion Star articles to see the exact story on that. And I had never heard about these bones being found, big bones, here in Marion recently. And were they the bones of that elephant that was killed so many years ago? What do you know? 740-383-9944. Does anybody know anything about this? Also, I think another really popular place to eat were sometimes these restaurants that were in department stores. Because if I'm not mistaken, and somebody will correct me if I am, didn't Woolworths have a restaurant in it? Or some kind of counter where you could go in and get food? Didn't the department store that is on Route 4... the department store that's next to where Crystal Lake used to be, they're on North Main Street, just beyond the railroad track. Route 4, I guess. The building's still there. Now, didn't that place used to have some kind of food counter in it? Now, I think that was Rink's at one point. And I think it was... Was that where Woolworths was? Did Marion have a Woolworths? Was that the location of it? There on Route 4? Does anybody remember that? Or was that a Five and Dime? What was that store? It's still there. The building is still there. They've never torn it down. I think offices are in there now or something. But it still looks like a department store. Was there any kind of food in there? What kind of store was that? But I do believe somebody told me one time it was a Rink's. Is that right? I don't know. 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, that was Rink's Bargain City on North Main.
Right. Now, did Marion...
That was where they moved. That was where they moved after they moved out of the Crystal Lake. And all your restaurants downtown, D.C. Murphy's, Christie's, Woolworth's, all them, they all had eat-in counters back in the days.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting. So Woolworth's was... Woolworth's was downtown.
Right. You had... I'll tell you exactly where they were at. On the corner there, where Murphy Park is, in that corner was Christie's. The old Christie's. They had eat-in counters. You had Woolworth's and Grant all in that same block there. And Woolworth's had an eat-in. And then Murphy's, D.C. Murphy's, was down on West Center Street where the county building is. And they had an eat-in counter. And when I went to Old Baker, up behind the police station, we were going to D.C. Murphy's and get a Cherry Coke. And before we went to, and a sandwich before we went to school.
Ah, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Hey, well, thank
you. Yeah. Well, every one of the old stores are not here no more. They all had eat-in restaurants.
All had eat-in places. Well, I thank you for calling.
Yep.
Bye-bye. Well, see, that's interesting because I had heard that most of these restaurants did have a place where you could come in and eat, which is kind of interesting. Now, does anybody remember going to these places, having a little something to eat, having a little nip of something? Go ahead, caller.
Yes. I was listening to that gentleman. He is absolutely right. They also had Gallagher Drugs, and they had a small little restaurant in the back entry.
Now, which restaurant?
Ago.
Which restaurant was that?
It was called Gallagher Drugs.
Oh, Gallagher Drugs. Now, where was Gallagher Drugs?
It was like where the old Carol's Jewelry was, or maybe the next corner. I'm not sure.
Now, I also remember, didn't Henny and Cooper used to have a counter
that
where you could...
That was the same thing. It was Gallagher Drug first, and then it became Henny and Cooper.
Oh, so Gallagher's was Henny and Cooper.
I believe. I'm not real sure.
Now, the Henny and Cooper building, I think, is still over here on Center Street somewhere, isn't it?
I think so. Yeah.
Well, that's interesting.
And the Woolworths eventually moved out on Mount Vernon Avenue, and they'd have the huge luncheonette.
Well,
and they had booths and about, I don't know, 40, 50 chairs to sit on, and it was booming back then. And Wells Department Store was there, and the other end, the West End, past, and Big Bear Supermarket and Duffy's Market was across the street.
So, what kind of things did you eat if you went to Woolworths?
They had wonderful grilled cheese sandwiches and all kinds of cheeseburgers and hot dogs on that little rotating machine, and it was booming. Woolworths was booming out there on Mount Vernon Avenue. I worked there. That's how I know. And then the Isley shop was actually on the corner of Mount Vernon Avenue where the Rite Aid drugstore is now.
Now, that one I remember. I remember that place.
Yeah, with John Isley and Nancy and, you know, their children. And they have wonderful food. They have the skyscraper ice cream, like that one gentleman said earlier. It was all hand-dipped, and all the, like, football teams and everything would come in after the games, 8:30, 9 o'clock, and they'd be packed in there. But they did a super scooper, which was a huge glass bowl with, like, 9 or whatever scoops of ice cream. These teenagers would order it, and they'd sit right there on them and eat it. And they have wonderful sizzled stacked ham, like that one person said earlier today, that chipped ham. It became a sizzled stacked ham sandwich on toast at the Isley shop, and it was one of the best sellers. And
so it was just
skinny fries. And
so it was just a chipped ham sandwich on toast.
Well, it was sizzled stacked. It was more shaved.
Oh, okay.
It wasn't the regular chipped ham, you know, lunch meat.
You don't think it might have been leftovers from that elephant that knocked down the red apple?
Oh,
right?
I don't know. I never heard about the elephant.
I've heard this elephant story. Now, Charlie's coming up. And hopefully,
never heard of that.
Well, maybe he'll start his show for about 5 minutes, because I'm sure he knows about this elephant thing.
Interesting.
And the red apple. So, yeah, we'll have to hear about this.
Yeah, Isley Shop had a hot fudge, pecan caramel fudge sundae, and it was a big seller. But, of course, their ice cream was the best. But they had wonderful meals, and John Isley and Mr. Simmons was the assistant manager, and Mr. Bailey, and cause I worked there for a long time. But it was a wonderful place to meet. And even John Isley's mother, the real Mrs. Isley, she would come in every night and have supper, early supper. And we all just adored her.
Now, do you remember the thing about the pink Klondike?
No, I do not, because that was like that person said, it was on the North Prospect Street. That was before my time.
Oh, okay. Well, hey, the information's good.
And then too, also, Scott, they did have all the Klondikes there for sale also at the Isley shop.
You know, what do you think makes a Klondike so good? They are so different, and nobody's ever really been able to duplicate them.
No, I don't know, but they were wonderful. And they still sell them in the stores today.
Now, do the Klondikes that you get in the store today taste like the ones that you sold at the Isley
shop?
You do? Same thing?
Yeah.
Okay. Now,
they still have the Isley name on them.
Now, did they just have the vanilla ones back then, or could you get the chocolate ones?
Covered with the chocolate.
Covered with the chocolate.
Yeah.
Well, that's interesting. Well, thank you.
Thank you. I'm interested about the elephant now.
I know. We got to figure out about this elephant.
Yes. All right.
Thank you. Bye-bye. And phone lines are open 54 minutes past the hour. Certainly appreciate the participation this morning. And don't forget Charlie Evers with guests Jeff Ruth and Terry Klein coming up 10:10 till 12 noon. And if we're lucky, maybe Charlie will start the show telling us the story about the elephant and the red apple grill that was knocked down on North Main Street by a crazy rogue elephant. And was it euthanized? Was it buried bare? Who knows? We'll find out maybe a little after 10 o'clock this morning. Now, we're talking about food this morning. Now, does anybody have any other memories of the Isley Shop or Turoff's? Turoff's was known for their cream pies. I believe that was the big thing at Turoff's. Steamship Round. Let's take the call here. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, I was going to call about Gallagher's also. It was a popular place for kids after school. I remember walking home from Harding, and you'd go into Gallagher's, and they had the drug counter where you could get your pop and your sandwiches or whatever. And also the Bones, the Historical Society, I think, probably has an article on that. It was in the paper. I cut it out and gave it to my grandson because he was interested. The bone was found at the landfill when they were digging, and it's from a prehistoric something that lived many, many years ago. And I believe it is on display at Ohio State.
Oh, so it was not elephant bones?
I don't think so, no.
Okay.
No.
Well, that's interesting. So was Gallagher's the pharmacy that became Henny and Cooper's?
That I don't remember for sure. I can remember Gallagher's. It seemed like it had two separate entrances, like one off of Main Street and then one off of Center Street.
Huh. That's fascinating. Well, hey, thank you for the information.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
All right, phone lines open, 56 minutes past the hour, 740-383-9944. So, the big bones that were found here in Marion were of a prehistoric nature and are possibly on display at Ohio State. So they are not elephant bones. So we really still don't know if the elephant was euthanized and buried somewhere here in Marion after the red apple was knocked down many years ago. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott.
Yes.
The lady before the last one that just called, Indian Coopers, is over there where the medical center is now. As part of that, they're on Center Street. And then I was going to tell you about Gallagher's. The lady, that last lady just called, Gallagher's was on Center Street and Main, where the old Marion County Bank was, which is now Union or whatever. You went in off the Main Street, then you could go out in on the center or vice versa. Get back around the old Marion County Bank.
Huh. And Gallagher's, yep. I guess, was a very popular place.
It was.
Well, hang on.
And you can get it from either way, Main or Center, but like I said, right around the bank. But Andy Cooper's is over where the medical is.
Well, hey, I appreciate that.
Yep.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right, 57 minutes past the hour, 740-383-9944. Now, this Gallagher's has apparently opened up a whole can of worms here, because apparently this was a very popular place to go in Marion. Get your prescriptions filled. I guess it was a pharmacy, but also had some kind of food in there. And we've had people who work there call in this morning. Now, we don't know anything about the elephant. Who knows what happened with the Red Apple Grill and the elephant that eventually trampled it. We don't know anything about that. We've learned a lot about the Isley shop this morning, that's for sure. 740-383-9944. If you have some more information, you'd love to add to this conversation. Go ahead, caller.
Yes, I was talking about the Gallagher's drugstore.
Yes.
She said she used to go in after school. Well, that was a great place for teenagers after school to hang out, and we would always go and get our cheese, peanut butter crackers, and our Coke, and that they knew what we wanted, so we really didn't have to order. They just brought it over to us. But there was an old gentleman that used to go from booth to booth and visit with the kids. And the adults also. And I remember him so well. Everybody just looked forward to see this gentleman. Never knew who he was, but he was always there to greet us.
Oh.
And I know I don't have enough time to talk about Isley's, but...
Well, I tell you what, tomorrow morning, I think we'll continue with Isley's, so call in tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
Hey, I appreciate that.
All right, bye-bye. Thank you.
Yeah, we're going to continue the conversation tomorrow. This is good when we have so many calls, we're running out of time. That's good. Now, we can possibly take one more call today if it's something quick. 740-383-9944. But tomorrow, we'll continue 8 to 10 a.m., and we can talk more about Isley's and some of these places in Marion that people ate in yesteryears. Turoff's, Red Apple, Home Cafe. Great places. Gallagher's, apparently, a very popular place. Don't forget, Charlie Evers coming up from 10 to 12 today. Jeff Ruth and Terry Klein will be the guests there. Progressive Life with Glenn Coble, 12 to 1. And then Offbeat News with Nate Redman, 4, 10 to 5. Trinity Baptist Church, 6, 10 to 7. Go ahead, caller.
Great places.
Gallagher's. Yeah. Yes.
I have some information on the truck that hit the Red Apple.
Oh, go ahead.
I have an article I pulled up on Facebook. You listening?
Yes.
Okay. Trucks running into buildings on State Route 4 north of Marion is not a new thing. In 1961, a truck and trailer carrying elephants on their way to a circus left the road and smashed into the Red Apple Grill on State Route 4 just south of Bargain City. The driver sustained somewhat serious injuries while two passengers who were sleeping in the truck received minor injuries. A baby pachyderm received a skinned trunk while the adult elephants were not injured. And then there's a picture. It's pretty bad. But at any rate, that's the story. As Paul Harvey said, that's the rest of the story.
So it was actually, it wasn't an elephant that demolished.
No, the truck demolished the building.
So no elephants were killed?
No.
All right.
Well, it's injured, and like I said, that's what Paul Harvey used to say. That's the rest of the story.
Well, if you can, email that story over to me. My email's on the website, Scott.
Okay, I can try to do that. Okay.
Yeah, Scott at WWGH1071.com. Thank you.
Okay.
Okay, bye-bye. And as the caller said, that's the rest of the story on the elephant that demolished the Red Apple in 1961. Broadcasting legend Charlie Evers with a broadcasting legend on his show, Jeff Ruth, coming up in about 10 minutes. Don't go anywhere.
At 3:15, we take pertinent issues of the day going on and look at them in a biblical perspective. So we'd love to have you listen and just, you know, call in, just get a conversation going and have a great time on the show.
Pastor Steve Whitaker is the Christian Fellowship in Prospect.